Sagt der Elgin Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Klai in Peri Beis, Mishnah Beis. Bei Med Varam Amurim, what did we say? That if I'm walking with a saw of barley seeds, and I'm trying to plant it, and I say, oy vey, there are other seeds mixed in over here. Oh, it's less than a roi v'kav. If it's less than a roi v'kav per saw, meaning less than a 24th, it's okay, I can continue to plant it. That's dafka tfua b'tfua. One type of tfua with another type of tfua. Generally, tfua refers to grain. Grain are the five types of grain, the chemeshes mine dagan, chita, saira, kusmin, shibaylas, shul, and shifain, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Or, bekitnis, one type of kitnis. Bekitnis with other types of kitnis. What's kitnis? We know that Ashkenazim don't eat kitnis on Pesach. But basically, the term kitnis refers to plants whose seeds are eaten, like beans, peas, rice. So if one type of kitnis gets mixed up with other kitnis, kitnis is lashon yachid, kitnis is lashon rabim. So if I'm planting rice and there's less than a 24th of sesame, fine. That's kitnis bekitnis. Or tfua bekitnis. Or some tfua got mixed up in the kitnis. Or the kitnis betfua. The same shear still holds. Less than a 24th, no problem, continue to plant. Even though you're mixing two different types. But be'emes amru, be'emes the chachamim say. By the way, the term be'emes amru is usually used when that's the halacha, no one argues. Say, roi negina, shenin achalin. If I have seeds of gina, of garden plants, that you can't eat these seeds are much smaller than the seeds of tua and kitnias. So here it works with a different shear. It's echad mi esim vaba, it's 1/24th, not of a saw of seeds, but 1/24th of benoifel lebeisa. Noifel lebeisa. What's a base saw? A saw is a measurement, it's a certain amount. What's a base saw? A base saw is an area where in this area a person would plant a saw of wheat seeds. And that would be, explains about Tanura, 50 amis by 50 amis, approximately 100 feet by 100 feet. Okay, so if I have a farm and I want to plant wheat, and I have wheat seeds, and I have a saw of seeds, I am going to spread them over an area of 50 amis by 50 amis. That's how I'm going to plant my wheat. Now, if I have these garden seeds, which the Mishnah calls a roi negina shein nachol, seeds that can't be eaten, radish seeds, things like that. That's how it is. Wheat seeds you can eat. These type of vegetable seeds you can't eat. And they're very small. But even though they're very small, the plants are much larger. So you're not going to take a saw of these garden seeds and throw them over an area of 50 by 50. That I can do for wheat. I can't do it for these vegetables. The vegetables will be stuck too much together. So if I have a garden over here, let's say the plant radishes, and my garden is 50 by 50 amis, instead of using a saw of seeds, which I would use for wheat, I would just use a quarter saw of garden seeds. So if I'm planting radishes, and there are seeds of chais of turnips that got mixed up in here, what's the shear? Not 1/24th of a saw. That's what I would say by wheat. If I was planting barley and some wheat seeds got mixed in, I can tolerate up until a 24th of the saw. But over here, it's a different shear. Here, it's a 24th of the amount of seeds I would use to plant a base saw. And being that I'm using far less seeds for a base saw, the shear changes. The Batrur makes the cheshbon, but it would come out to 1/96th of a saw, which is a very big chumrah. If I'm planting barley and there's some wheat seeds over here and I can have up until a 24th of the saw. But if I'm planting radishes and there's some turnip seeds over here, I can only have up until 1/96th of a saw. Because again, zeiroi negina, shein nechalim, these garden seeds, which are not edible, mitzdarfin, I would have to combine them, ta'aser, and say, no, this is a teruvais. You can't mix two seeds together. If they are echad mi esem rabba, 1/24th of the amount of seeds benoifil a beisa that you would use to plant a beisa. And being that the amount of seeds used to plant a beisa would be a quarter saw. That's how much would be in my sack to plant a base saw, a quarter saw. So it's a 24th of a quarter saw. And that would be 1/96th of a saw. Reb Shimon says, Kashem Shamu Lahachmir, just as Chazal said this rule about the garden seeds, Lechumra. So Kach Amru Lahakal, the shear of 1/24th per saw changes Lekula. If we're talking about Hapishtan Bitvua, flaxseed that got mixed in grain, Mitzarefes Echot Mi Esim Varboa Benoifel Levesa. Wait, isn't that the same shear as the garden seeds? 1/24th of how much you would use to fill up a beisa. Right. But how many flax seeds would you use to fill up a beisa? Just like the garden seeds are so much less, you would use so much less garden seeds than you would use wheat seeds. Because you would use a saw of wheat seeds or any grain for an area of 50 by 50. And you would only use a quarter saw of garden seeds for that same area, 50 by 50, a beisa, which is why I'm so much more machmir. By flax, it's just the opposite. In an area of 50 by 50, if you're planting flax seeds, you would use three saw flax seeds, three times the amount of grain seeds. So hapishtan betvua, flax seed, that became mixed in grain, mitzaref, as it combines, to say, no, you can't plant this. Only if it's echad mei esim vaba, 1/24th, benoifel beisa, of the amount you would use for a beisa, that's 1/24th of three saw. You can have three times as much. So for wheat, you can have up until a quarter. For flax seeds, you can have up until three quarters. And that's the halacha, says the Batanur. So what did we learn here in Mishnah Beis? We learned that the shear that we said till now, of 1/24th of a saw, that if you have that amount of different seeds, you can't plant it. That's dafka by tvua that got mixed up. Different types of tvua, or different types of kitnias that got mixed up, or tvua and kitnias, or kitnias and tvua. But with garden seeds that are not edible, they got mixed up in tvua. Or these garden seeds that got mixed up in kitnias, it's a different shear. Here the shear is 1/24th. Of the amount of seeds you would need to plant a base saw of these vegetables. Zok Reb Shimon, flax seeds in tefuah is also 1/24th for the amount of flax seeds you would use for a base saw. But because you need so many more flax seeds for a base saw, three times the amount as wheat, so the shear of flax in tefuah is really a 1/24th of three saw. So you have three times a 1/24th. So instead of 1/4 kav, it would be 3/4 of a kav. In other words, the real shear is a 1/24th of what it takes to plant a beisa. By grains and kidneys, it's a 1/24th of a sa. By garden seeds, it's a 1/96th of a sa. And by flax seeds, it's 3 times a quarter, 3/4 of a kav, rather than 1/4.